Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They underestimated Ohio. And they have awakened a sleeping giant.
Kelly Copeland of Pro-Choice Ohio is hailing the vote to amend abortion rights into the state's constitution. The passing of Issue 1 will undo a ban on abortions at around 6 weeks and will create legal protections for anyone helping someone get reproductive care. Since Roe was overturned last year, voters have backed abortion rights in 6 states, including Kansas and Kentucky. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has defied the odds again, winning a second term in deep red Kentucky, in part by dodging partisan labels.
A good job as a Democrat or Republican. A new bridge in red or blue.
Beshear beat Republican Daniel Cameron, the state's first black nominee from a major party. In Mississippi, first-term Governor Tate Reeves looks likely to have won re-election, continuing Republican dominance of that state's government.
Mississippi has momentum, and this is Mississippi's time, and we're looking forward to working for the people of Mississippi for 4 more years.
Reeves' Democratic opponent sought to highlight the governor's connection to a public corruption scandal, the misuse of nearly $80 million in welfare funds. Reeves denies any wrongdoing and ran on the largest tax cut in state history and raising teacher pay. Every seat in the Virginia General Assembly was on Tuesday's ballot. It looks unlikely that Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin will have the legislature he would need to enact a 15-week abortion ban, although Youngkin still plans to work on his agenda.
We're moving forward in order to build a better Virginia, and we're the party of hope, and hope beats fear every day of the week.
Results in Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and Pennsylvania may foreshadow next year's congressional and White House races and will give clues about turnout. In Pennsylvania, voters sent another judge to the state Supreme Court. The race doesn't change the Democratic majority there, but signals implications for the future of voting and abortion rights in a battleground state. Sherelle Parker, a seasoned state politician who promised Philadelphia residents she would crack down on crime, will be the city's first woman mayor.
I didn't pull myself up by my bootstraps. There was a community and a village of people who lifted me up.
Rhode Island is sending its first black representative to Congress. Democrat Gabe Amo won the special election after the resignation of a 7-term congressman.
When I was 8 years old helping my mother study for the citizenship test, I never could have imagined that I would go with her to cast her ballot to vote for her son for the United States
And Maine voters look likely to have banned foreign governments from making campaign contributions in state elections, but not approved the transfer of ownership of the state's 2 largest private utilities to the public. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.